Another interesting thing that happened by Dan Fabrengen, the Rebbe said, in another few minutes of the Safra Mincha, the Rebbe said that there's a rumor that the American Bachrim are Baki, they're fluent in Lakuti Diburim. That's what the Rebbe said. Lakuti Diburim is the Sikhis of the Friedrich Rebbe. The Rebbe said that there's a rumor that American Bachrim are fluent in Lakuti Diburim. And the Rebbe then went and started to Faherz Bachrim and how they talk about the Sikhis of the Friedrich Rebbe, Lakuti Diburim. Obviously, it wasn't yet complete because there were many Sikhis. Actually, Lakuti Diburim are the Sikhis from before America. The Sikhis that the Friedrich Rebbe said already in New York in 770 are in a series called Sefer HaSikhis. Sikhas that he said, basically the Sikhas that he said in Poland and in Latvia and so on, those were the Sikhas that came out in the series called the Kuti Deburim. So the Rebbe then said, I'm going to test the Bachrim to see if this rumor is true of the American Bachrim talking about the Kuti Deburim. Obviously for us, the clear hero, and obviously it shouldn't just be the American Bachrim and the Americans, but everyone. Our Lakuti Deburim, of course, is Lakuti Sikhis, is the Rebbe Sikhis. And of course the Rebbe said, especially when it comes to limiting Yanni Mashiach Agula, that to learn Yanni Mashiach Agula, the Rebbe Sikhis, Lakuti Sikhis of Mesidereino. And of course, on a very practical level, if you want to know anything, of course you have to learn. The vast majority of cases, all the problems arise from a Vesnish. Either we don't know, and we don't know, those. If you don't learn, number one, you don't know Pasha the facts. What the Rebbe said. Number two, as the Rebbe also pointed out during that era when he said to learn in Yanim Shiva Gula, your whole mindset is different, your whole focus, your whole outlook, your whole ashkaf is different. A person doesn't learn Teda is an under the sort of mensch, is a different type of person than a person does learn Teda. I mean, this is a clear thing. Teda changes a person. So Bechlau, by learning Teda, you become different. Besides knowing the facts, Amaisa Shayasim and so on, by learning Teda, you become different. By learning the Rebbe's Sikhis, you become different. By learning the Rebbe's Teda, it's an under the third mensch. Number two, of course, then you start knowing all the facts, all the problems. 90% of the problems will fall away when we start to know the facts. So the Rebbe said this, the Rebbe said this, the Rebbe said Kachim, the Rebbe said Gizak, and so on. And of course, the Rebbe said clearly that when it's Yimid Yanim Mashiach Agul, it's Limid Yanim of the Kutu Sikhis and the Sidereino. So again, the Rebbe said that we heard that the Americans are Baki Lakuti Diburim. So our Lakuti Diburim, of course, is Lakuti Sikhis of the Rebbe. Sefer HaSichas, Lakut HaSichas, and so on, all the Sichas of the Rebbe. And obviously, of course, the Rebbe won't be upset if not just the American Bachrim. And of course, the Rebbe wouldn't be upset if not just the Americans know, but everybody would know. And I think, in fact, if we look around, maybe the foreigners have a little edge as far as this is concerned, so we have to show the foreigners that we're not letting the Rebbe down, that he says the American Bachrim know Lakut HaDiburim better than others. Number one, unfortunately, we become a different person. The left and down from under 11, our whole ashkaf has become different, our whole mindset becomes different. And number two, the Rebbe said clearly, Yanni Mashiach Agula to learn the Lakut HaSichas and Sidereino, and of course, 99% of the questions and the problems would fall away at that time.